Hey guys, we are Redefined by Christ, and this is our first podcast episode.
So exciting.
Yeah, so we're gonna have like a little introduction for like the rest of our podcast because we want to get to know you guys more while also sharing the gospel. And like this episode is gonna give you guys a little more insight on who we are. I'm Lauren.
I'm Maya. And we're in our early 20s, and part of the reason why we wanted to do this podcast was to reach out to people in our age group. I recently graduated from college, and Lauren is still in college. Mm-hmm. She has a one more year left. And yeah, I guess we could start off in prayer. That way it just kind of sets everything up for you guys, and just to kind of remind ourselves that God is the main focus of this podcast, that we are just simply here to spread the gospel and to show you guys how to follow God in our early 20s. Mm-hmm. So I will start the prayer.
Okay.
And then we'll get into it. Heavenly Father, I just thank you so very much for this day. I thank you for this amazing podcast that we are going to have. I thank you for the opportunity that hopefully maybe one, maybe more will be able to listen to our podcast, and that you are the center of this podcast. We raise you up, and I just pray that we will have a great message, hopefully, in this first episode. And in your name I pray, amen.
Amen. Okay. That was good.
Thank you. I was a little nervous, but I hope that went smoothly.
It was good. It was good.
So we decided to also make it a little fun by sharing with you guys some drinks that we decided to have because we needed something in order to have this podcast.
Oh, yeah.
And I think what we're going to do is every other week, whenever we have a new podcast out, we're going to have a new drink and share with you guys what we have. And hopefully it might be a new recommendation for you.
Yeah.
So would you like to
start?
Yes.
Okay, I'll go first. I got a brown sugar shaken espresso with oat milk. It's from Starbucks. And I also asked for caramel drizzle because I'm a caramel girly, and everything caramel is just so good. And it's iced. I don't know if I said that. It's really good. It's really good.
That sounds good. I actually have not tried it with the caramel drizzle.
I recommend.
I have a refresher, and it is the new summer refresher lemonade with the raspberry boba at the bottom, with some light ice, because in my opinion, Starbucks gives out way too much ice in their drinks, and there's less drink and more ice.
I agree.
So yeah, there is our drinks of the day. Yes. Mm-hmm. I was going to say weak, and I was like, that does not sound right.
Yeah. No, that drink is good. I've had it before. It tastes like the popsicles.
Yeah.
Like the red, white, and blue popsicles.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Which is perfect for summer, I think. I think, like, those popsicles, I just know everybody's making different drinks of, like, that flavor of the red, white, and berry flavor.
Yeah.
And they also have, I think, the green tea, or no, they had coconut milk version. So there's a lemonade and a coconut milk base. I haven't tried the coconut milk one though.
Yum. Okay.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
So yeah, did you want to kind of explain a little bit more of who you are? And
sure. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm Lauren. We've already said that. I am a senior in college right now. I'm studying marketing and professional writing and editing. That's actually how Maya and I met.
Mm-hmm.
She majored, I'm sorry, telling more about you
too. No, go right ahead.
She also majored in professional writing and editing. And so we had a lot of classes together the last year. And so we got closer and we started going to church together. She was going to this church and I started going to this church. And through that, we got closer.
Mm-hmm.
And she's serving. I'm stealing your information.
You are.
I'm so sorry.
There's not going to be much left to say. but you're good. Keep going.
And I'm going to be serving as an RA on my floor because I'm going to be living on campus. So I'm going to be serving
some girls.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, and I hope to, like, disciple them and, like, guide them closer to the Lord, but a lot of them I do know believe in the Lord already. But, you know, a good community of like Christian believers, especially like having like a community of like
girls.
Yeah, community of girls.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. I love like having like friendships that like glorify the Lord and like can grow you closer to the Lord while also like growing your friendship with each other. Also, like, I made a TikTok. I'm gonna try to post like Christian content on there and like some college content. And we also made a TikTok and Instagram for this podcast, so we are going to be posting on there too. Yeah.
Yeah, and we'll link those. Are you done?
Yeah, mine's pretty basic. Yeah. I don't know if should I go more in depth or
that's up to you. However much you want to share. And I know that as we go on to like the next couple of episodes, we'll be talking about our testimonies, which will also be talking more about who we are and like how we found Christ and more of like the faith side of us. But if there's anything else that you want to share that's like personally. Is that the right word?
Okay. Yeah. I could talk about some things that I like.
There we go. You got my gist. Yeah.
Yeah. So I like reading. I like listening to music. I love sitting outside. If you're like my friend, I force you to sit outside.
As we're doing.
Yeah.
Technically.
Well, in a car. Yeah. But like, we're outside.
Yeah.
Like one of the first things when we started our friendship, like I mean, we were kind of like starting our friendship at this point, but I forced her and like a couple other people to go outside and make snow angels and have a snowball fight.
Yes.
Just because I wanted to get outside and like breathe in that fresh air. So like if we're close, we're going outside.
And it was like 20 degrees out.
Yeah. None of us had like, I mean, did you have gloves and a hat?
I had gloves. Yeah. I didn't have a, I don't know if I had a winter jacket though. Not really.
I didn't have anything.
Yeah.
I had a jacket. Avery, but... Yeah. Yeah. I had nothing. We were throwing snowballs. My fingers were like about to fall off, but it was such a fun time.
It was. I loved it. I actually ended up enjoying it a lot.
Yeah.
Threw a snowball at one of our friends in the head and ruined his hair, but it was still super fun. Yeah. I enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. And then our snow angel stayed there for like a week.
Yeah.
So
I got a picture of him. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's like a couple things about me.
Okay.
Oh, I'm also, if you're watching the videos right now, I wear a lot of Christian tees. It's what I'm passionate about. Mm-hmm. I like wearing like biblical stuff. So a lot of my shirts, this one says shout his praise, but you'll see some other
on
ones.
The back too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll show
be,
it.
Like turning around. Yeah. There's also some more on the back, but the front says shout his praise. It's really good.
You know, it'd be really cool. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you would like this, but it would be really cool if, like, you started making Christian tees.
Eventually. I would love that. I would. Yeah.
I could totally see you doing that. Like, having your own little brand of Christian t-shirts going on. Like,
I would literally love that.
I know so many businesses that do that. And, like, when we're going to, I don't know if many people have heard this, but we are going to this Christian festival called Alive this summer. Some of you may have heard of it, some of you may have not. It's in Ohio. It's like a 3-day concert festival where a bunch of Christian artists comes in and a bunch of Christian businesses come in and promote like all their stuff with like the Christian artists. And I went last summer for the first time, and when I tell you, there was so many like pop-up tents of just Christian apparel there, of just like these little small businesses that are like still trying to get in the media and everything.
I'm gonna spend so much money there. I love Christian
t-shirts. So much money. That's literally why I have so many Christian t-shirts now. It's
really
from Alive, like not even from online or anything like that. It's literally just,
oh my gosh. Yeah. I'm so excited for it. So I mean, if you guys are watching and you want to go to Alive and you see us there, you can say hi. We're all about making friends.
Heck yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Hopefully we'll have one person viewing this.
Oh yeah.
By then. And if not, we also will be having some footage for you guys while we're there. I think that would be
Oh yeah, vlogs.
Yeah. Heck yeah, vlogs.
Yeah,
is that still a thing?
Yeah, that's okay. That's still a thing.
Is it? I just every time I think of vlogs, I think of like 2014 YouTubers like trying to.
Girl, no, we're like, gonna do it.
2014 California YouTubers like.
Okay. Day-to-day life. I still feel like there are people that vlog.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We're gonna do it.
We are gonna do it. I just didn't know if like that was still a thing or not, but. I mean, hey, it'll be fun. I think it'll be fun. So, yeah. So, I guess, moving on to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like I had said, my name is Maya. Lauren basically kind of gave the rundown at the beginning of
Sorry.
Who I am. No, you're good. But like I had mentioned before as well, I did recently graduate this past spring with the professional writing and editing degree. And right now I am currently looking for a job, which for those who are still in college, it is not the end of the world. If you can't find anything after college, it's completely normal. And like, it's okay to still feel a little lost. I definitely feel lost in what I'm going to do, but the Lord has like helped me find peace through that and to start this podcast. Like I think me and Lauren, like God was like, okay, I'm gonna draw you guys closer and then call you guys to this podcast, because I feel like we've known each other since what, junior year of
college? Your junior year, my sophomore year.
Yeah, because we're
yeah we're different
year apart.
Yeah.
But he still managed to like put us in the same class, like put us in similar group of friends, like
mm-hmm.
you knew Katie, who's our mutual friend, mm-hmm. and then a bunch of the English students, because our school is a very small English department. So I just feel like everything that God was like aligning us to, like everything just aligned together, which is just so cool. And so I think that this is where kind of God wants me right now. That's why I think this podcast would be great. And like I said before, like whether it's one person, whether it's 20 people, all we want to do really is just share the gospel and to be able to grow within ourselves and with a community of people. And so some things that I do now, I am very, like she said, I do serve in my local church.
Yeah.
I am very heavily involved. I do some of their church camps that they have organized going on. I help in the high school and college ministry. And I just love serving and I love building relationships with people. And I know we're going to be talking about this in mm-hmm. future episodes, but I think that just the idea of serving other people and building those godly relationships like you were talking about is so important. And that is also another reason why I think we chose to do this, just to have those godly friendships and community of people we can be close to no matter the distance of where you guys might be from versus us. And then I guess I can do some things that I like.
Yeah.
Like you did.
Go for it.
Okay. I love listening to music as well. That is a big part of who I am and why I do the things that I do. Writing is one of them as well. Like I listen to music to write. I listen to music to read. I listen to music to do a lot of things. So, obviously, like I had said, in my degree, it is writing and editing. So I write a lot in my free time now. I do a lot of creative stuff. And then I also love to read. Lauren over here actually got me into fantasy reading recently. Mm-hmm. She has given me lots of recommendations. And I feel like now I'm more of a book buyer than I am of a reader, which I am trying to read all the books on my shelves. But gosh, I have so many. It's bad.
It's a habit of a true bookworm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just got to collect and then you just read them all at once.
Yeah.
I feel like that's
how. You own more than you have read.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
100%. And I love to hike. I go camping a lot with my family, so I also love the outdoors, especially during the summertime. I am not a winter person, so you will not catch me outside like when it's 30 degrees out, unless it's snowing, dragging me outside and making me do snow angels with her. So yeah, that's just a little bit about me. I feel like I should also mention Lauren has recently brought up to me that I have a bit of a hard look to my face, and I look harsher than I actually am. I'm gonna try to work on my facial expressions in these videos, but if you ever see me out in public, just know that I'm not mad and I'm not a mean person. You can definitely come and say hi. It's just my face. I
She's friendly,
promise.
guys. She won't
I
bite.
am.
She's really friendly.
Thank you. I know it took her some convincing myself,
A little bit.
yeah, to show that I am actually a nice person. But truly, what we say is from our hearts and very honest with each other and honest with you guys. I don't think we will ever come on here and share anything that we don't believe is true. And I think going with that, we can just talk about why we made this podcast, why we think it's important. So is there anything that you want to say? Because I feel like I've been talking a really long
Oh no.
time.
So we would sit outside in, oh my gosh, my stomach is gurgling, bro.
Do we need food next time?
Possibly. We might need food. So we kind of started this podcast because before church, we would have really good conversations sitting in our car about the Lord, like about different things, like different topics. That could be a podcast. And we're like, why don't we start one? Because these conversations would be really good for people to hear. And like, not only are we learning more about ourselves, but like I'm learning more about her, she's learning more about me, and like we're learning more about God while we're doing it. We want to like encourage community and discussing topics like serving, Christian friendships, Christian relationships, like those are just some off the top of my head. Honestly, just having conversations about the Lord and then like bringing them to light and like giving different perspectives, because I do feel like there are a lot of Christian podcasts right now, but there's not a lot of Christian podcasts where it's like two girls in their early 20s and like we're going to college. There's a lot of people our age, when they go to college, they fall out of relationship with the Lord. And it's like for us, I feel like it strengthened us.
Oh, it did for sure. I think with both of our testimonies
Oh
that
yeah.
we'll explain about, like I definitely think that God has turned our lives around
Yeah.
from being in college. And I think part of that too is like the Christian college that we are at. We are a Christian college that it let people still have the freedom to believe and do what they want. So I think like having that encouraged us because we already had that relationship with God, that it allowed us to just like keep progressing through our faith. Whereas other people that have come in who've never been to church or know about God, they're just like, I'm just here like for the sports, or I'm here just to survive college. Like, I don't think put as much effort into some of the things that the college was promoting. So I feel like we still had our freedom and our beliefs to be able to choose to grow in that rather than like walk away from it.
And at our college, because it's a Christian liberal arts college,
That's a
and
better terminology, but what I was saying.
there are like tons of different types of believers there. Like, although it is Christian, it is founded on like a different denomination than us. And personally, I don't really identify with like a specific denomination. I just call myself Christian, but like our college is founded on a specific denomination. I know people of like tons of different denominations. And then I know people that are like Catholic, people that are like Hindu that are there.
You know Hindu people there?
People that don't believe, people that are like atheists or
Agnostic?
Agnostic,
there it
yes.
is. Okay.
Like there's pagan. I know a couple pagans there.
Really? You know more than I do. Then again, I didn't roam outside the English department.
Yeah.
I was too nervous.
I ventured.
Yeah.
Like I know people of like tons of different beliefs, and like we go to these different like spiritual formation events, and we can get together and like worship the Lord, and like although like we don't have the same exact beliefs, and like because we're not the same exact people,
yeah,
we all have different experiences, and I just think there's like a beauty about it.
That's
like,
true.
And yeah. I think that helped us grow.
That is also true.
But that's kind of why I wanted to start the podcast, is because I feel like we have a different perspective and different experiences that mm-hmm. has drawn us closer
yeah.
to the Lord.
100%.
Yeah. And I feel like within, there are so many, like, amazing, like I said, amazing podcasts right now, like,
that are thriving.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. And I think I could say, like, we lack some, like, female voices, but that's not true. Like, I feel like
there's probably more females than there are males.
Yeah.
Doing podcasts right now.
Mm-hmm. That's not even true. Like, there, I listen to so many, like, female podcasts, and it's really nice, like, hearing their perspective. I will say, like, for people our age,
yeah,
I think it is important for us to, like, if we're having these conversations, why not just share them?
And I think, like, something that you brought up before we started this, that I would also like to acknowledge with those female podcast people is like there's a lot of them obviously that are spreading the gospel and everything, but I feel like not only is there not enough people our age doing it, but not enough single women who don't have children.
Okay, before I get started into anything, Lauren's phone filled up in her storage,
mm-hmm.
so that's yeah. why it's gonna look a little different. We had to use my phone to finish the recording.
Yeah,
that's why there will also be like that weird cutoff and going back into what I was saying.
Yeah.
But basically, what I was stating was that what you had mentioned to me about how there's a lot of the women that are coming on and doing podcasts are either like in their 30s or they have kids or they're married, and I think it's just so important in the season that we are both in. Like, you're just finishing up college, like you have a whole year to like really start to figure out what you want to do after college and being in the position of leading the college campus by being an RA. And for me, like, I just graduated. I don't know what those next steps look like. I've literally just been sitting in a season of consistency with God and just letting him take that next step in my life. So I think both of us are still, like, in the season of waiting to see what God has in store for us. And I think this podcast was, like, a gateway to, like, God, like, giving us a glimpse of what he kind of wants us to do right now.
Yeah.
So I think it is important that we do make this podcast, because it just goes to show, like, we don't have everything planned out, and that God is taking us one step at a time into a plan that he has for us. Yeah, I mean, you pretty much summed up why we have this podcast. And I think just even talking about why we chose the name Redefined by Christ, because it is exactly what happened to us. Like, we were redefined in our faith, we were redefined in who we are and who God created. I know this kind of goes into a little bit of our testimonies, but I know from experience of listening to other podcasts, God was able to show, like, people that testimonies are powerful, and like that's why we share them. We don't share them just because, like, we're boasting about the fact that we're strong Christians. Like, we're doing it because we want other people to see, like, the truth and the power that our stories hold. Yeah. And like that they are truth, that, like, God can change anybody.
Yeah.
And he can transform and redefine them and who they are and why he created them.
Yeah.
So that's kind of why we picked the title.
Mm-hmm.
because we are redefined by Christ, and yeah. we can only be redefined by Christ. We cannot be defined by anything else in this world, because God is greater than this world.
Mm-hmm.
And doing this podcast in the seasons that we are in will help other people who are lost and who are figuring out their life and figuring out their calling. No matter what background you come from, like, there's still a purpose for you, whether you see that now or whether you will see that in 10 years from now. Well, something that we also thought about doing was sharing a Bible verse at the end, just for something for you guys to walk away from and to kind of reflect on in your own lives. And I thought, what other way to end this first episode than by the famous verse, Jeremiah 29:11. For those who have never heard this verse, basically Jeremiah 29:11 just talks about how God, it says that, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." And a lot of Christians look at that and are like, oh, like, God already has a plan for me. Like, what I'm doing in my everyday life is his plan for me. Like, no matter whether it's good or bad, it's in his plan. But I think sometimes Christians take it out of context and assume that everything that happens in their life is because of God. Which, I mean, yes, God does plan out our days and plans out what's going to happen next. But if we're not seeking him, and if we're not, like, praying and going to him about the plans that we desire, he's not going to reveal those plans to us. And so, to end this podcast, I decided to read Jeremiah 29 verses 10 through 13, because everybody knows the verse 29:11, but nobody knows the context before and after that verse. So I will read that real quick. And it says, again, Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 10, it says, "This is what the Lord says: when 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will come to you and fulfill my good promise to bring you back to this place." Verse 11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Verse 12, "Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you." In verse 13, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart."
Yeah.
Every time I read that, I'm just like,
it's a good one.
It is so good. Even though it's like hung up on your grandma's wall, it's still so good. But I think it is so important, because God can only reveal his plans when we seek him and mm-hmm. when we go to him and lay everything to his feet. And this will be a hint of like what my testimony will look like, but before I came to this university that we both attended for me, I thought that I knew exactly what God had called me to. I thought that what I was doing in my life was God. And when I went and did things that was not in God's plan, I ended up just being more hurt, more insecure about who I was, like being more lost because I wasn't following what his calling was. And ever since I started to seek him out and go to him and pray, I have been being more intent to listening to his voice, being more intentional with his voice. And the things that he does call me to, I can now look back on it and be like, wow, I've grown so much
yeah.
because of that season that he put me in, or because of that place he called me to.
Yeah.
And part of this podcast is that we felt that God was putting this on our hearts mm-hmm. and we prayed about it
mm-hmm.
and we talked about it for a very long time before we actually decided to do this episode.
Yeah.
And we've been planning. We're still in the works and planning out our episodes. But knowing that we came together because we both felt this was pressed on our hearts to do.
Yeah.
And so I think that is why I wanted to choose this verse for this episode to end it, especially because this was a plan that God had for us, and mm-hmm. we had to seek him, and we had to lay out everything to him and reveal our deepest desires and feelings towards this and see, like, okay, like, God, is this what you want me to do? If so, like, give me peace about it. And I feel at peace about it. And yeah. I'm pretty sure you feel at mm-hmm. peace about it.
Yeah.
Like, we were just talking about how nervous we are.
Yeah.
And we were, like, literally, like, Lauren's hands were shaking to get the mics out. And I don't mean to out you, but, like, look at us now. Like, yeah. I'm calm. I'm me chill. Too. And I feel like yeah. it's gonna work.
But also,
yeah.
Yeah. Like, we are calm now. And I do feel, like, at peace with this, like move. I definitely mm-hmm. think the Lord is, like, putting us in a right spot.
You go Australian.
Yeah. The Lord is putting us in the right spot to, like, grow, like, ourselves with him, but mm-hmm. also, like, help people grow.
100%.
Yeah. And I want to point out in that Bible verse, like, something to emphasize is it says, like, seek with all your heart.
Yeah.
Like, all your heart. And that's hard to do. But mm-hmm. because we're human and we have our own intentions and we have our own, like, biases, and our plan might not align with, like, his plan, but, like, we can glorify him mm-hmm. and we are glorifying him through doing this. And some of the things in the planning process have not worked out, and, like, we've had some, like, setbacks. And even this morning there were some things this morning that we were like, I don't know if we can film.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were like, no, we're doing it, because this is what, like, the Lord is putting on, like, our plate,
mm-hmm.
and we can handle it, and we're doing it.
Yeah,
he's working in us.
Oh, 100%. And I feel like, I'm not gonna lie, like, if I were to have done this with our other friend, that it was originally supposed to be three of us,
mm-hmm.
and if, because I had thought about doing a podcast for so long, it was, like, in the back of my head, and I'm like, no, like, so many people are doing a podcast, I can't do a podcast, like, there's no way. And even if I did seek out the desire with her, I feel like it wouldn't have worked. We would have both been too busy, our schedules wouldn't have lined up, and I feel like our schedules come closer to lining up, not as much, but I feel like if it's in God's will,
yeah,
he will make a day to where we're both free, to both where we are available, and to do this, which is what we're doing today.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's so many things that could have happened today that could have stopped us from recording. Your storage, for instance.
Yeah,
filling seriously. Up. And look, we're ending it pretty soon, and still, praise God, nothing mm-hmm. is happening. But yep. if it is in God's will, then, like, if we're doing this. Yeah, I do love that you emphasized on seeking him with your whole heart, because mm-hmm. that is something that I think us, like, as Christians, we still struggle with on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah.
I know there's so many days I'll wake up and I'll be like, I don't want to read my Bible. I don't really want to go to church. I don't really feel like it, but I do it anyways.
Yeah.
For the will of the Lord. And whenever we do seek, he provides.
And it's so much better.
It is
so much better. I just love him.
Can we just take a moment to glorify him, because he's so good.
He's so good. His plan is so good.
It is.
Amen
to that.
We're coming to a good close.
Yeah.
However, because we both love music, being in community, which we're trying to grow, but then also, like, reading our Bibles is really important, and we also prayed. We want to, like, end on a Bible verse and song recommendation mm-hmm. to kind of, like, let you guys, like, sit with it. And, like, not all of these songs are gonna be, like, brand new, but, like, this one has been laying on my heart. I literally listened to it on the way here.
Okay.
And you kind of were, like, touching upon, like, some of the, like, moments of the song.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm getting chills already.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it's Make a Way by Elevation Worship.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It is so good.
It is a really good song.
He will make a way.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's so good.
Yeah.
And it ties in. Oh, how perfect. It
ties in perfectly. So if you guys want to, like, take a moment after this podcast and, like, read through your Bible, read through the verse.
Yeah. Listen to the song.
Yeah. And then, like, pray, you know, meditate with it. Like, ask the Lord for guidance. Like,
we completely encourage that.
And hopefully, like, you did take away something from this, even though it's just a small little introduction about us. Because I still think we still managed to tie in a pretty good message with it.
Yeah, we
about
totally
making
did.
A way. Yeah. And yeah, like I said, I think we'll be doing videos every other week. Yeah, if you enjoyed this podcast,
check out our socials.
Yeah.
They'll be linked down below if you're on YouTube.
Give it a like.
Yeah. Subscribe if you want. But then also, like, we will be here again at some point.
And I feel like, if you happen to stumble across this, like, reach out to our socials.
Oh, yeah.
We'd love to talk.
Yeah. We love friends.
Yeah.
We absolutely love that. It's the outro will be in the works.
Right now, I will just say, this is Maya.
And this is Lauren.
And we are redefined by Christ.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay. Amen.
Amen.